At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. For Faith Ascendant and First House, Libra Chitra Nakshatra, Fourth Pada Navamsha Scorpio First House. Natal Chart Expression Outer Personality, Libra and Chitra, Fourth Pada. Faith's Ascendant lies in Libra, a Venus-ruled sign associated with harmony, diplomacy, beauty, and social intelligence. Libra risings are often perceived as charming, graceful, and well-balanced, but this isn't just surface level. It reflects a deep urge to bring symmetry and fairness into their environment and relationships. With the ascendant falling in Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, there's a fiery creative drive layered under Libra's calm exterior. Chitra natives are known for their magnetic charisma, aesthetic excellence, and architectural mindset. They build identities, relationships, or systems that reflect a vision. The fourth pada of Chitra maps to Scorpio Navamsha, giving this outwardly harmonious persona an intense, private, and emotionally magnetic undercurrent. This combination suggests Faith appears composed, artistic, and measured, but beneath that exterior is a deep emotional reservoir that she guards carefully. She expresses herself with a natural elegance, but often evaluates situations strategically with an instinctive understanding of psychological nuance. Her confidence doesn't shout, it simmers, and her beauty, inner or outer, tends to carry a mysterious, commanding edge. Though others may approach her expecting ease and lightness, they often find themselves drawn into profound interactions. Faith has a way of gently pulling people into depth, even while maintaining poise. Navamsha chart expression inner self, Scorpio rising first house. In the Navamsha, Faith has Scorpio rising, which adds emotional power, secrecy, and transformation to her inner world. Scorpio is a sign that thrives on depth, regeneration, and intensity. And as the ascendant in the D9 chart, it reveals a soul that is shaped by karmic evolution and emotional resilience. Key inner traits. Faith's internal experience is often more intense than what she shows. She processes relationships, goals, and wounds through the lens of emotional loyalty, intuitive strategy, and deep transformation. She may be naturally drawn to psychology, metaphysics, or shadow work, even if her outer personality appears more diplomatic or refined. Scorpio rising in the Navamsha also shows a self-healing soul. She carries the ability to survive and thrive after emotional crises, often emerging stronger and more insightful. Integration, artistic elegance meets emotional depth, outward expression. Libra, Chitrathpada, Faith radiates beauty and balance with a subtle magnetism. She designs her identity deliberately, often excelling in how she presents herself and navigates social systems. But her Chitra Mars influence means she is also bold and unafraid to stand out creatively. Inward reality, Scorp Navamsha first house. Internally, she's introspective, passionate, and instinctively protective of her energy. Her soul seeks growth through emotional honesty, privacy, and transformation. She's likely less trusting inwardly than she appears. Testing before revealing. Core conflict. Faith's outer charm and harmony can sometimes clash with her inner intensity and emotional protectiveness. She may struggle to express vulnerability in relationships where the expectation is constant poise. Karmic lesson. To integrate her emotional truth into her graceful presentation, learning that revealing her depths does not compromise her balance, but enhances it. She's meant to be both poised and powerful, aesthetic and honest. Summary of Ascendant Synthesis. Libra Ascendant in Chitra, 4th Pada. Public identity is artistic, intelligent, composed, with flashes of assertive creativity and refined leadership. Scorpio Navamsha Ascendant, a soul that evolves through emotional intensity, strategic depth, and courageous transformation. Faith carries the karmic blueprint of someone who is here to balance beauty with bravery, diplomacy with authenticity, and outer calm with inner strength. Her growth lies in letting the world see the fire beneath the smile. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada analysis for Faith Ketu, 4th house, Capricorn, Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 2nd pada, Navamsha Capricorn, 3rd house, natal chart expression, K2 in 4th house, Capricorn Uttara Ashada, 2nd Pada. K2 in the 4th house often reflects a sense of emotional disconnection or detachment from home, mother, or roots. It brings karmic memory around issues of safety, emotional bonding, and inner peace, typically indicating that the soul has already experienced emotional fulfillment in past lifetimes and now must redefine what home truly means. In Capricorn, K2 becomes stark, stoic, and committed to emotional independence. It creates a native who often learns to internalize strength, possibly by being emotionally self-reliant or even emotionally understated in childhood. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun, represents victory and firmness in Dharma. The second pada, mapping to Capricorn Navamsha, emphasizes material responsibility and practical grounding. This combination suggests faith may carry a karmic imprint of emotional restraint or past life renunciation of comforts. Even if her home life appears stable, she might feel emotionally unanchored or distant within it. There may be a stoic dignity to her emotional world. She doesn't seek sympathy, but rather clarity and purpose. Her nurturing instinct may express more as provision or structural stability rather than overt softness or affection. Navamsha expression, K2 in Capricorn, 3rd house. In the Navamsha, K2 remains in Capricorn, now placed in the 3rd house. This reinforces the Capricornian themes of discipline, self-control, karmic accountability, but shifts the focus to the mental realm, communication style, courage, and siblings. Key inner traits. Internally, Faith may feel cautious or uncertain about her voice or self-expression, especially early in life. The soul seeks solitude in thought, speech, or learning, possibly feeling more secure in strategic observation than verbal confidence. There could be karmic experiences with siblings or peer dynamics that led her to emotionally distance herself from trivial communication and focus on responsibility. Capricorn in the 3rd Navamsha house reveals a soul driven to master communication with maturity and integrity, but often from a space of initial emotional silence or isolation. Integration. Quiet resilience meets mental mastery. Outward expression. Capricorn Uttara Ashada 2nd Pada. Faith may come across as reserved, dependable, and emotionally contained. Her ability to provide structure or stability in her family or personal life is strong, but she may do this without overt emotional expression. There is quiet dignity in how she processes emotional discomfort. Inward reality, Capricorn, Navamsha 3rd house. Her soul is focused on mental refinement, speech integrity, and karmic reflection through communication. She may be writing, learning, or thinking deeply, but often prefers silence over unneeded noise. There's a drive to say only what's essential. Core conflict, a desire for emotional security through control and order, yet a soul that may avoid vulnerability in favor of independence. Her mental world is rich, but sometimes blocked by inner doubts about expression. Karmic lesson. To embrace emotional depth without fear of dependency, and to trust her voice as a vehicle for Dharma, not just logic. Faith is here to learn that control doesn't need to suppress expression, and that real strength includes the ability to share with softness. Summary of Ketu synthesis. Ketu in Uttara Ashada 2nd Pada. Capricorn, Navamsha Capricorn. A karmic emotional pattern of self-containment, intellectual caution, and silent strength. She is working through the karmas of disciplined detachment. K2 in Capricorn, Navamsha 3rd house, her soul's growth is tied to refining thought and courage, trusting that stillness and strength can coexist with vulnerability and voice. Faith's K2 journey is one of liberating herself from stoic emotional armor and choosing to speak, feel, and connect, not because she needs to, but because it heals. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Faith. Jupiter and Saturn, 7th house, Aries, Kritika Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 2nd house. Natal chart expression, Jupiter and Saturn in 7th house, Aries, Kritika 1st Pada. The 7th house governs partnerships, marriage, and how one relates to others through long-term commitments. Having both Jupiter and Saturn here introduces a profound duality. Expansion and contraction, wisdom and discipline, faith and boundaries, all focused on intimate partnerships and public interactions. In Aries, both planets become action-oriented, assertive, and independent. The placement in Kritika Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, adds a razor-sharp quality to how Faith approaches commitments, discerning, principled and fiercely protective of her personal freedom and truth. The first Pada of Kritika, mapping to Sagittarius Navamsha, adds a philosophical, spiritual, and truth-seeking undercurrent to this firepower. There's an instinct to align personal and relational growth with higher principles or ethical systems. This combination suggests Jupiter in Kritika gives Faith a righteous and visionary approach to relationships. She seeks truth, growth, and learning through one-on-one connections. She attracts partners, or plays the role herself, who are wise yet blunt, idealistic but unwilling to settle. Saturn in the same degree teaches patience, loyalty, and karmic lessons around boundaries and expectations. Faith may experience delayed or deeply karmic partnerships, marked by strong commitments and inner tests. Kritika adds a cutting quality. She may terminate or redefine relationships quickly if they compromise integrity, while also being intensely loyal to bonds that align with her values. Navamsha expression. Jupiter and Saturn in Sagittarius, second house in the Navamsha, both planets shift into Sagittarius, a sign ruled by Jupiter, sitting in the second house, the domain of values, speech, family legacy, and self-worth. This reveals a deep soul journey centered around upholding truth through speech. Faith's inner self takes honest communication seriously. She values integrity and depth in what she says and how she says it. A karmic relationship with voice and value systems, likely learning to balance generosity, Jupiter, with structure and realism, Saturn, in finances, family roles, and emotional expression. Spiritual inheritance and ancestral wisdom. The soul may carry teachings or moral codes from past lifetimes or lineage, driving her to build a life based on ethical and dharmic principles. Integration. Disciplined vision meets ethical relationship. Karma outward expression, Aries, Kritika first Pada. Faith approaches relationships with a blend of courage, selectiveness, and purpose. She values partners who stimulate growth and push her boundaries, but who also respect her sharp clarity and need for independence. Inward reality, Sagittarius, a second house. Her soul values truth-telling, principled living, and resource stability. She's working through karmas around how much to give, when to hold back, and how to remain anchored in her inner truth, especially when sharing life with others. Core conflict. Faith's outer personality may attract dynamic and intense partnerships, while internally, she seeks philosophical and value-aligned stability. There can be tension between freedom and obligation, or idealism and realism. Karmic lesson. To learn that true partnerships are not just about commitment or growth, but about shared truth, ethical alignment, and mutual respect for each other's evolution. She is meant to balance Saturn's restraint with Jupiter's vision, both in love and in life. Summary of Jupiter-Saturn synthesis, 7th house in Aries, Kritika, 1st Pada, a dynamic, sharp-edged relational path, marked by karmic contracts and purposeful bonds, where clarity and courage define the terms of intimacy. Navamsha in Sagittarius, 2nd house, a soul working to ground its ideals in speech, values, and contribution, to honor wisdom while maintaining integrity in legacy and truth. Faith is being shaped into a relationship alchemist, one who learns to refine truth and loyalty into wisdom shared with those truly aligned with her soul. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada analysis. For Faith, Mars and Sun, 8th house, Taurus, Mrigashira, 1st Pada, Mars, and Rohini, 3rd Pada, Sun, Navamsha Leo, 10th house for Mars, Gemini, 8th house for Sun. Hashed natal chart expression, Mars in 8th house, Taurus, Mrigashira, 1st Pada. Mars in the 8th house is a powerful placement that often indicates intense inner transformation, sexual and emotional depth, and karmic experiences related to control, inheritance, or hidden fears. In Taurus, Mars becomes slower, more deliberate, but still passionate, expressing force through loyalty, endurance, and sensual resilience. Mrigashira Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, is curious, searching, and emotionally analytical. The first Pada, mapping to Aries Navamsha, but here landing in Leo, gives Mars a restless assertiveness with a dramatic flair. This placement suggests Faith's drive for transformation is constant. She pushes herself and others through layers of emotional depth. Her approach to power is sensual but strategic, and she may use financial control, loyalty, or silence as power tools. Mars in Mrigashira first Pada seeks emotional answers beneath stability. It breaks comfort to seek authenticity. Her Leo Navamsha placement adds visibility, leadership, and self-assertion in professional domains. 10th house. Ta, natal chart expression, sun in 8th house, Taurus, Rohini 3rd Pada. The sun in the 8th house brings themes of ego death, identity transformation, and inherited legacy. This is often a spiritually deep placement where one's sense of self undergoes repeated cycles of loss and rebirth. Rohini Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, is sensual, attractive, fertile, and magnetic. The third pada, mapping to Virgo Navamsha, here in Gemini, brings precision, analysis, and communication into the self-reinvention process. This combination suggests Faith's ego strength is tied to control, mystery, and self-protection. She may project calm magnetism while keeping her inner self guarded. Rohini gives her a naturally appealing presence, even if she hides much of her personal journey. The Gemini Navamsha position shows that her inner ego is intellectually agile. She transforms by processing and communicating. There's a storyteller within her who alchemizes pain into language. Navamsha chart expression, Mars in Leo, 10th house. Mars in Leonai, 8th house. Mars in 10th house. Internally, Faith's drive expresses through ambition, career status, and desire to lead with purpose. She seeks respect through performance, channeling 8th house intensity into visible achievements. The soul demands to be seen, not in vulnerability, but in what she overcomes and builds through fire. Sun in Gemini Navamsha, 8th house. At the soul level, she is a communicator of buried truths, one who finds her power through learning, storytelling, or psychological inquiry. The ego is fluid, exploratory, and deeply curious about transformation. There's a lightness on the surface, but a depth of introspective inquiry underneath. Integration. Sensual power meets mental alchemy. Mars, Tori Gashira Leo Vamsha. The outer Mars is grounded, strategic, and slow to erupt. But internally, it's lion-hearted and focused on self-authored achievement. She fights not for rage, but for authentic recognition. Sun, Taurus, Gemini Navamsha. Outwardly, she appears steady and magnetic. Yet internally, she rewrites her identity through words, symbols, or secret meanings. She may carry ancient pain, but she channels it into adaptable, intelligent expression. Core conflict. The steadiness and sensual pull of Taurus externally versus the mental restlessness and identity shifts within. Her desire to appear in control might mask a complex inner storm of reinvention. Karmic lesson, to honor the power of slow-burning transformation and to know that expression doesn't weaken mystery, it refines it. Faith is learning that her true radiance lies in how she reveals herself over time, piece by precise piece. Mars in Migashira First Pada, Taurus Leo Navamsha. A journey from guarded sensuality to visible leadership. Her drive is awakened through the fire of purpose and control. Sun in Rohini 3rd Pada, Taurus Gemini Navamsha, a path of refining ego through mental agility, where communication becomes the key to transformation and self-mastery. Together, these placements make Faith a warrior of hidden power, whose soul shapes identity through silence, intensity, and intelligent rebirth. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. For Faith, Venus, and Moon. 8th house, Taurus, Rohini 2nd Pada Venus, and Kritika 2nd Pada, Moon. Navamsha Taurus, 7th house for Venus. Capricorn, 3rd house for Moon. Natal chart expression, Venus in 8th house, Taurus, Rohini 2nd Pada. Venus in the 8th house blends intimacy, desire, and transformational power into Faith's relationships and emotional attachments. This is a placement of deep yearning for beauty beneath the surface, as well as an instinct to merge emotionally, financially, and spiritually with others. Rohini Nakshatra is ruled by the moon and known for its sensual elegance, charm, and creative fertility. The second pada, mapping to Taurus Navamsha, amplifies Venus's expression. This is Venus in Rohini and Taurus, both in Rashi and Navamsha, a double exaltation of sensual grace, artistic depth, and emotional magnetism. This configuration suggests an intensely attractive and seductive aura. Faith may draw others in with a quiet but undeniable pull. She seeks relationships that transform, not entertain. There is a need for emotional and erotic depth, not superficial affection. A natural talent for beauty, finance, and intuitive healing, particularly through art, voice, or touch. The Taurus Navamsha reinforces a soul that values loyalty, stability, and soul-aligned intimacy. Natal chart expression, Moon in 8th house, Taurus, Kritika 2nd Pada, Moon in the 8th house is one of emotional intensity, ancestral inheritance, and private vulnerability. It often points to early emotional disruption or a deep need for psychological security masked under strength. Kritika Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, is cutting, refining, and clarifying. It represents the burning away of impurities to reveal the truth. The second pada maps to Capricorn Navamsha, lending Moon a controlled, responsible, emotionally structured tone. This placement reflects an emotionally deep individual who has learned to regulate feelings for survival. Her emotions may appear measured, rational, and almost detached, but this is a defense against past emotional vulnerability. There is an inner tension between craving nurturing and fearing emotional dependence. The Capricorn Navamsha adds a karmic dimension. Faith is emotionally loyal, dependable, but often suffers in silence, keeping her emotional needs secondary to her responsibilities. Nash Navamsha chart expression, Venus in Taurus, 7th house, Moon in Capricorn, 3rd house. Venus in Taurus Navamshaus, a deeply devotional and stable inner lover. She is karmically driven to form long-term rooted partnerships. Her soul finds comfort in beauty, trust, and shared physical and emotional security. Moon in Capricorn Navamsha, 3rd house, the emotional mind is task-oriented, stoic, and strategic. She may communicate feelings through effort and action, not through words or emotional displays. Internally, faith is self-sufficient, emotionally durable, and intensely private. Integration, deep sensuality meets emotional duty. Venus, Taurus, Rohini, Taurus, Navamsha. Her outer feminine expression is irresistibly magnetic and sensually refined. But it's not just charm. It's the power to heal, hold, and transform through beauty and connection. Moon, Taurus, Kritika, Capricorn, Navamsha. She appears calm and composed, yet her inner world is constantly filtering, refining, and suppressing emotional overwhelm. She craves depth but fears its consequences. Core conflict, the need for emotional intimacy, Venus, is sometimes at odds with the instinct to manage emotions alone. She might long for bonding, but struggle to truly trust vulnerability. Karmic lesson. To allow softness without fear of collapse, and to understand that strength doesn't lie in hiding pain, but in knowing when to let others in, she must learn to receive as deeply as she gives, especially in love. Summary, Venus in Rohini's second pada, Taurus Navamsha, the soul of an earth goddess, grounded in pleasure, grace, and loyalty, a karmic gift of emotional and artistic beauty. Moon in Kritika second pada, Taurus, Capricorn, Navamsha, the heart of a stoic healer, one who feels everything but shows only what's necessary. Emotion becomes a tool of responsibility, not indulgence. Together, these placements make faith a mystic lover and emotional alchemist, learning to balance devotion and self-containment on the path of soulful intimacy. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. For Faith Mercury, 9th house, Gemini, Ardra Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 2nd house. Natal chart expression, Mercury in 9th house, Gemini Ardra 1st Pada. Mercury in the 9th house indicates a mind that is curious about philosophy, culture, and truth, with a desire to communicate higher ideals and explore the world through learning. In Gemini, Mercury is in its own sign, doubling the influence of communication, logic, and analytical sharpness. Ardra Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, is known for its stormy, disruptive, and transformative qualities. Ardra pushes for clarity through chaos. It wants to dig into the uncomfortable truths and restructure flawed beliefs. The first pada of Ardra falls in Aries Navamsha, but in this case, the Navamsha falls in Sagittarius, placing Mercury in the second house, a house of values, speech, and resourcefulness. This configuration suggests a penetrating, emotionally detached intellect that challenges dogma and isn't afraid to ask the uncomfortable questions. Faith expresses her worldview in provocative yet insightful ways, using wit and articulation to disrupt stale paradigms. Her communication style is sharp, direct, and agenda-free, often shocking others into deeper reflection. Mercury's transition into Sagittarius Navamsha, 2nd house, gives her inner moral clarity and idealism that she may not show outwardly. She becomes more of a storyteller, teacher, or truth-seeker in her core. Navamsha chart expression, Mercury in Sagittarius, 2nd house. While the natal Mercury is edgy, rational, and even subversive in communication, the soul nature of Mercury in Sagittarius, 2nd house, suggests that Her inner voice is actually anchored in higher wisdom and value-based communication. Internally, she values truth, freedom, and righteousness, and she may deliver truths not to destroy, but to liberate. The second house Navamsha placement makes her inner self value verbal precision, integrity in speech, and clarity in conveying beliefs. Hashakor conflict and evolution. Outer Mercury, Ardra first Pada in Gemini, seeks to analyze, deconstruct, and challenge inherited ideologies, a disruptor of surface-level truths. Inner Mercury, Sagittarius in second house, seeks to restore truth with clarity, idealism, and conviction. Thus, while Faith may seem rebellious and unconventional in the way she questions or speaks, her true motive is principled realignment. She questions not to destroy, but to rebuild a more authentic structure of truth. Karmic message. Faith is a verbal alchemist. Her words carry the power to dismantle illusions and rebuild vision. Her challenge is to balance detachment with wisdom and to channel her curiosity into meaning-making rather than only critique. When she aligns her external intellect with her internal values, she becomes a powerful agent of philosophical truth, moral courage, and transformative storytelling. Summary. Mercury in Ardra first Pada, Gemini Sagittarius Navamsha. A seeker who dares to dissect the dogma. A communicator who is both storm and sermon, delivering truth wrapped in precision and purpose. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. For Faith Rahu, 10th house, Cancer, Punarvasu Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Cancer, 9th house. Natal chart expression, Rahu in 10th house, Cancer, Punarvasu, 4th Pada. Rahu in the 10th house often points to an intense drive for achievement, recognition, and public relevance. It creates an ambitious thrust to carve a unique place in the outer world. In Cancer, however, this ambition is interwoven with emotional intelligence, sensitivity, and a strong desire for nurturing impact. Punarvasu Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, brings the qualities of renewal, adaptability, and a cyclical return to truth. Its energy is often described as returning to light after darkness, resilient, insightful, and hopeful. The fourth pada of Punarvasu falls in Pisces Navamsha, but this Rahu maps into Cancer Navamsha, 9th house, making this an unusual expression of emotional ambition with philosophical depth. This configuration suggests faith is pulled toward making a mark on the world through emotional influence, empathetic leadership, or nurturing systems. Rahu in Punarvasu 4th Pada adds imagination and intuition to her worldly ambitions. Though she may chase recognition or visibility, the soul path is about impacting collective belief systems, spiritual reform, or education. She is likely to oscillate between material ambition and a deeper calling to serve a larger truth. Navamsha chart expression, Rahu in Cancer, 9th house. Navamsha Rahu in Cancer and in the 9th house reshapes the karmic motivation from career-centric to spiritually expansive. This placement often reflects a deep internal quest to redefine beliefs, challenge ancestral teachings, or break free from rigid dogmas. Internally, Faith's journey is driven by reclaiming emotional truth in philosophy, feminine wisdom in traditional systems, or intuition in education or spiritual practices. She may publicly act through ambition, but within, she's wired to expand the emotional IQ of ideological spaces. Core conflict and evolution. Outer Rahu, 10th house in Cancer, Punarvasu 4th Pada. An emotionally attuned achiever, appearing soft but incredibly strategic. Nurturing leadership. Inner Rahu, Navamsha, 9th house in Cancer. A philosopher at heart who seeks meaning, not just milestones. Rahu here transforms Faith into a soulful reformer, capable of weaving compassion into the architecture of society. Her dharma is to rise in status, but not for ego, rather to model a new way of leading with heart. Karmic message. Faith's path lies in harmonizing emotional intelligence with public ambition. She may be drawn to institutions, teaching, publishing, or policymaking, but her true contribution lies in reimagining them through a nurturing, resilient lens. When aligned, Rahu gives her the power to influence collective ideals, bridge tradition with empathy, and soften the harshness of hierarchical power with vision. Summary. Rahu in Punarvasu 4th Pada, Cancer Navamsha, an emotional architect of belief systems. Faith carries the karma of transforming ambition into impact and reconstructing outer success from an inner foundation of meaning, healing, and emotional truth.